When the St. Louis Cardinals play the Anaheim Angels tonight at Busch Stadium, they'll be wearing black armbands. Jack Buck, who broadcast Cardinals baseball for 5 decades, died last night after a long struggle with lung cancer. He was 77 years old. As an appreciation, here are highlights from Morning Edition in July of 1990, starting with Buck at the microphone.
Cardinals have left 10 men on, and they left a lot of men on early. And a runner at third, nobody out in the first and didn't score. Second and third, one out in the second and didn't score. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2 on a home run by the Wizard. Go crazy.
Jack Buck has been broadcasting Major League Baseball since 1954. As the longtime voice of the St. Louis Cardinals over powerful KMOX radio, his unique style, part storyteller, part humorous curmudgeon, has captivated 2 generations of listeners nationwide and put him in baseball's Hall of Fame in 1987. So it was no surprise when CBS, in need of a strong presence to carry its $1 billion investment, recruited Buck for its weekly games, the playoffs, and the World Series. For Jack Buck, it's another opportunity to appreciate the difference between radio and TV.
Watching television can be rather sleepy. You can sit there and doze away, as opposed to listening on the radio where you're doing other things. I think you stay with the radio broadcast a little more easily than you stay with the television. So I've always tried to kick it up a notch when I was on TV and trying to brighten it up, and that's my intent on these coming Saturday afternoons with CBS.
Yeah, but you still have some TV people who forget that we're watching the game.
Yeah, that's correct, and they stay right with the radio play-by-play call. And people frequently ask me which of the two I prefer. And radio is the answer because it gives you a chance to emote. Not that I'm a great actor, but you can employ a lot of drama, which television doesn't allow you to do. If you did the things on TV you did on radio, why, they'd put you away, and rightly so.
Now, rumor has it that you learned this technique from Bob Prince.
Bob Prince?
Yeah.
First time I ever saw Bob Prince broadcast was in St. Louis. It was a hot day. He was sitting there in his undershorts, wearing nothing else, no socks, no shirt, no nothing, broadcasting the game, reading a book, and eating an apple at the same time. I said, well, I've been wasting my time down there in the minor leagues, broadcasting the way I thought it should be done. And he'd take a bite of the apple, and he'd say, 2-2 on Stargell, foul back here, and he'd read another page of the book, and he'd turn the book and eat the apple, and he was a character. One of the greatest characters in our business.
Jack Buck from an interview 12 years ago. His casket will be at home plate at Busch Stadium tomorrow for public viewing, and a memorial service will be held before tomorrow's Angels-Cardinals game.
Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run! Unbelievable! A home run for Gibson! And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw!